This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The latest legal wrangling over President Obama's health care overhaul played out in a federal appeals court today. There have been several challenges to the new law, and this case comes from Florida. That state, along with 25 others, sued to stop the Affordable Care Act. A federal judge in Pensacola sided with the states and struck down the law as unconstitutional. And that brings us to today's oral arguments before the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta. NPR's Debbie Elliott was there, and she joins us now. And Debbie, this was a three-judge panel from the appeals court hearing arguments today. What parts of this massive health care bill were they focusing on?
Well, really, two things are important in this case. First, a requirement that everyone buy health insurance or face a financial penalty. And secondly, whether the law puts an undue burden on states, whether it coerces states unfairly to expand their Medicaid rolls. But by far, most of the attention today was placed on this so-called individual mandate, the idea that the government can force people to buy health coverage. Here's Chief Justice Joel Dubin. Right at the beginning of the hearing today, when U.S. Solicitor General Neil Katyal was just starting to lay out his case.
If we uphold the individual mandate in this case, are there any limits on Congress's power left?
Absolutely, Chief Justice Dubina.
That's really the crux of this case, whether or not requiring Americans to purchase health insurance is constitutional.
Debbie, how is the Obama administration defending that individual mandate?
Well, you heard the Solicitor General there. He said, absolutely this is right. This falls under the federal powers allowed by the Commerce Clause. The Justice Department's argument here is that when somebody decides not to buy health insurance, that is an economic decision, even though they're not spending money, because they're shifting the cost burden for their medical care on the rest of us. The argument is that you can't really know whether you need health coverage. You could walk outside at any moment, get hit by a bus, and end up in a hospital, and you won't be able to pay your bill. And that makes the cost higher for the rest of the country, for people who do have health insurance. So when Congress required people to buy insurance, it was rightfully regulating economic activity. That's the government's argument.
Okay, so that's the argument from the government. We mentioned there are 26 states part of this case. What's their argument?
Well, they claim the federal government is interpreting the Commerce Clause way too broadly here and that it sets a scary precedent. It would infringe on individual liberties and states' rights. You know, if the government has the ability to tell you you have to buy insurance, couldn't the government therefore tell you you have to eat broccoli? Former Solicitor General Paul Clement represented the states today, and he argued Congress cannot compel people to purchase health insurance if they're just, sitting in their homes and not actively a part of the healthcare market, say, at a hospital seeking treatment.
And briefly, Debbie, how does this case fit into other challenges to the healthcare law? What happens next?
Well, right now we're awaiting on rulings from three appeals courts, including this one, but this is not the end of the line. Even Judge Dubin has told the lawyers, you'll be arguing this again and likely before a higher court, meaning the U.S. Supreme Court.
Okay, NPR's Debbie Elliott reporting from Atlanta. Debbie, thanks.
Thank you.